This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Since July, there's been a 50% drop in the price of oil, and that's having an impact on the Texas economy. Texans are far likelier than most Americans to be working in the oil industry, extracting, mining support activities, pipeline transportation, and petroleum refining. So job growth in the state is stalling. Texas is now fourth in the nation for creation of jobs. That's according to the latest numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. California is number one. Nevertheless, Texas remains a hot economy, and people are moving here in droves. It's expected that the population of Texas will double by 2050, and that's a state with 54 million people, more than the population of Canada. That's according to Lloyd Potter, the Texas state demographer and University of Texas at San Antonio professor of demography and organizational studies. He has released new findings about how migration is shaping the size and composition of the Texas population.
Looking at the effects of migration on the state and our future population.
We've heard this over and over again, that 1,000 new people move to Texas every day. Is that true?
No, it's not true. What we have is about 1,000 new Texans every day. A little more than half of those 1,000 new Texans are babies. So that's what's happening is what we refer to as natural increase. So the population is just growing as a function of births and deaths. And so net, we have about 500, a little more than 500 kids every day. And then the balance of that 1,000 are net migrants. So those are people that are moving to Texas, even though there are people who are leaving Texas. So the balance, though, is a little less than 500 people a day.
Of the migrants that are coming to Texas, there, it has been said by some politicians who they say that the illegal immigration is outpacing a natural reproduction in Texas.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. So I don't believe that that's the case. Especially if you look at most of our growth is coming from natural increase.
Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor, said that.
Well, I think I could probably have a conversation with him and kind of show him some numbers that might suggest that. The illegal immigration is contributing to our growth, but not anywhere close to what's happening in terms of natural increase.
So if we're at like 50-50 between net migration and natural reproduction?
Yeah, a little more natural increase, but yes, yeah, so about roughly 50-50 if you wanted to speak in generalities, yes.
That's what we do on radio. So of the people who are coming to Texas, the migrants, the people who are moving here, they tend to be what?
We classify them in two ways. One is as domestic migrants. So these are people that are moving from other states to Texas net. There are, again, as I said earlier, people who are moving to other states from Texas. And then the other group are international migrants. When we look at Texas, of the migrants, so of that roughly 50%, over half of the migrants are domestic migrants, but we have a significant number of international migrants, and it's approaching or somewhere in the area of about 40%, and that varies from year to year. But when we look at the migrant flow, the net migrant flow to Texas, it's mixed between people coming from other states and other countries. The international migration also includes estimates that incorporate an effort to consider illegal immigrants as well. So that's kind of part of that overall the overall number of international migrants.
It's been reported also that in 2050, the population of Texas will double. That will have about 54 million folks.
Yes, and so that's when we produce population projections for the state, we produce three sets of projections. The first set is just saying nobody's going to move to Texas or leave Texas, and we're just looking at births and deaths. And when we look at just that natural increase component of population change, we see that in Texas, we're going to continue to increase, but not at the pace that we would if we then consider migration. So when we consider migration, the approach that we take is we look at migration that occurred last decade between 2000 and 2010. And we assume that that's going to continue going into the future. Now, if you look at 2000 and 2010, Texas grew a lot as a function of migration. And so if you take that and carry that forward to 2050, we would project that our population would double by that time.
So that's now, like if we don't have any major crises.
So I don't know if that's necessarily a realistic assumption. And when we look at our population growth in the state, essentially it's exponential or it's compounding. So it's kind of, you know, there's kind of an upward curve in terms of our population growth. And under both of the scenarios, migration scenarios, we'll continue to have significant growth. Essentially, you know, we kind of give you this middle projection that incorporates half of the migration from last decade as kind of something that's perhaps more likely to happen. But again, we don't know because it could be that our economy even kicks up bigger and better than it did last decade and it will exceed our higher projection.
Well, it's really hard to make predictions, especially about the future. You can only use the best data that you have and looking at trends that are already in place.
Correct.
So, and looking at those trends, you're seeing that Texas is continuing to grow with a positive natural population, which is interesting in the developing world, which is not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing a migration both of skilled and unskilled labor.
Yes. I mean, so if you look at the migrants that are coming to Texas, essentially they tend to have higher levels of education. They tend to have, I mean, they tend to be employed more so than Texans who are already resident here. So they have higher rates of employment, higher rates of education. The occupations that they occupy tend to be the higher paid, higher skilled occupations relative to Texans who are resident.
So when it comes to geographic selection and immigration, are we seeing people flooding the urban centers or is it more uniform across the state?
It's not uniform at all across the state. You know, I often refer to the state as being somewhat dichotomous in terms of our population dynamics. If you go down I-35 and look east of I-35, about 86% of the Texas population is along I-35 and east of it. And so those of you that are good at math have figured out only 14% are to the west. And that is, you know, a real difference. If you kind of look at what's happening out west, there were, I think, about 99 counties over the last 3 years that lost population out of our 254. Most of those are west of I-35, though there are some rural counties east of I-35 that also lost population. So there are counties that are losing population next to or very close to counties that are among the fastest growing, both in terms of the rate of growth and numeric growth in the country. I mean, if you look, Harris County added more people than any other county in the country last year and actually has done so fairly consistently for the last few years. And then if you look at Dallas and Travis and Tarrant County and Bexar, they're all growing very dramatically. I think if you look, though, at those counties that are in the area that we refer to as the population triangle, so that's Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin-San Antonio, and Houston, if you look at those counties around there, the urban core counties are growing numerically, and most of their growth is a function of natural increase. They're not having a whole lot of net in-migration. It's just, you know, births over deaths. When you look at the suburban ring counties, for example, Bexar County, if we look at Hays and Kendall County and Comal County, those counties are growing largely as a function of net migration and relatively small percentage of their growth is from natural increase. And so the rapid growth that's occurring in these suburban ring counties is happening because people are moving there and new households are being created. They're having to build housing units in those places. If you look at the urban core counties, the households are growing as a function of natural increase and you're not necessarily creating as many new households, even though there are net migrants in the urban core counties, but it's really the dynamic is the suburban ring counties are just growing because people are moving there and, you know, building houses and there are jobs being created there. And it certainly is putting a stress on the infrastructure, especially in the suburban ring counties.
the takeaway of this report, looking at these population projections, is this another case of we need more roads, need more water, we need more schools? What are you saying here?
Yes, all of the above. I mean, with new people being added to our population, you need infrastructure to support that. So one of the issues is, you know, the net migration is creating new households in the state. So when there are people that move here, we have an instant household, we have an instant car on the road, a new household that has taps, has electricity needs.
Has a lawn.
Has a lawn, all of that. And then, but when you look at the natural increase part, it's like another person in a household. So the multiplier in terms of the demand on the infrastructure isn't quite as great as it is for a new household that's instantly created.
And the natural population growth is coming from where there's already infrastructure.
Yeah, largely in the urban core areas, yeah. And so that isn't to say that there isn't migration in those areas, but yeah, most of the growth in the urban core areas is happening as a function of this natural increase. And so it's these suburban ring counties where you're needing to you know, where you're seeing TxDOT, for example, trying to build roads and they can't seem to keep up with the population growth, the school districts are, you know, have a lot of temporary buildings because they can't keep up with building enough schools. And then, you know, there's also issues of power and then water as well. So that's, you know, all of those things with population growth have to be attended to, or you end up having kind of an impingement on the quality of life, which is not something that we in Texas are very fond of in terms of reducing our quality of life. We tend to think it's pretty good here.
That's why people are moving.
That's right.
Lloyd Potter is the Texas State Demographer at the University of Texas at San Antonio and a professor of demography and organizational studies. He has released new findings about how migration is shaping the size and composition of the Texas population. According to Potter and the Texas State Data Center, migration has played an important role in our state's remarkable population growth recently, and it's projected that this strong growth will continue into the future. They project that based on recent trends, the population of Texas will total 54.4 million persons by 2050, double of what it is today.